Heavy drama being played out in the Middle East, while here at home, we have our own problems with a drought that might kill us at the grocery store. Anybody like ramen noodles? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Welcome to it if you just tuned in for the first time. This is how we roll. I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, undecided, begging for a third party. Sick of it all. You have a chance to join in the conversation. All you have to do is dial these digits. Don't you love it when a woman gives you a number right away? No begging here. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. The drama in the Middle East we're going to talk about in our next segment here on ATN. We'll go overseas. But the regime of Bashar al-Assad is becoming unglued. Finally. Boy, it took him a lot of time to separate him from the kingdom known as Syria. It's on the verge of collapsing. And I'll give you all the some of the interesting stories actually coming out of Syria. This is a good thing because there was a lot of pressure on the United States to turn and do something. Jobless claims on the rise. Do you know anyone who's unemployed, who's looking, who's disenfranchised? That's the word I seem to use the most when it comes to being jobless. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits is really risen. 386,000. Wow. And it just keeps on ticking, keeps on growing. So where are those jobs? Ultimately, the jobs, the economy, and everything related to how we survive and thrive in this country could take down the man who currently occupies Pennsylvania Avenue, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Barack Obama, though, wants one more crack. Take a listen.
I've said it's going to take more than 1 year or one term or maybe even one president to restore the dream that built this country.
All right. One term isn't enough. Is there something to that? Do you need two terms to continue to really end up where you thought you were going to arrive? The hope and change needs to take 8 years, not four. What do you think, America? Four more years? How would you feel about four more years? Or would you prefer the unknown, which, of course, is in Romney? And whether you like him, don't like him, think some of what he says makes sense, some of it doesn't make sense, is he the replacement player you think will do the right job, will do the best job, and won't veer off the cockamamie financial or fiscal cliff? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I do have to say one thing, and we're going to let you hear her in our next segment, too. But I love that Ann Romney, the wife of Amit, of course, comes out and says, you know what, you can just pretty much stop asking us about the whole tax return thing. Why do we have to make additional returns public? It's because the Democrats are jumping up and down and they want these tax returns made public. Give me a break. And the reason it's give me a break, because it's all about cherry picking when Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid haven't released theirs either. And for good reason, because Nancy Pelosi is married to one of the wealthiest men in California and by her own right has a massive amount of wealth, an incredible amount of wealth. And Harry Reid, I don't know, maybe a combination of a few different things for why he wouldn't want to release it. And so if they're going to say that he's got to release every document, then they better be willing to release the release their own. And so far, that's not the case. They're not doing it. They're not releasing their numbers. And it is, you know, I started to go down this path. It is about the numbers. This November election is all about jobs. It's all about jobs. Because when you read scary headlines or statistics that say about 3.5 million or 16% of older homeowners are underwater, meaning their home values, as you know, are cockamamie. They've fallen and they owe more than their homes are worth, so they might lose their homes. And you see what's happening with people who are underemployed, and maybe some of the people who are underemployed feel lucky that they're even underemployed, but the job crisis, and it really is a crisis. You're, of course, going to always have people who are out of work for various reasons, but there comes a point where it's like an avalanche and piling on one after another after another, and I think it's scary. I think it would be very scary to be a new grad and looking for a job unless somebody in your world knew somebody, you got a great recommendation, you had the degree, whatever. I think it'd be very, very tough to just pick up the phone, try to work it out, try to get some people interested in you, and for a lot of different reasons. Even social media and what social media can do to you, tank you or help you. But the jobless numbers going up do not help the college graduates and definitely don't help the high school kids who are getting jobs in between, you know, in between summer break and going back to school, or just a year-round thing. Could be a year-round thing for some of them. Also coming up this hour on America Tonight, so we're going to let you hear a little snippet of Ann Romney, and we're going to also let you hear what Mitt Romney has to say about the president, because he keeps on hammering him over and over again. I'll let you hear his latest, and you can decide for yourself if Romney is absolutely the guy, if he is starting to grab on to the economic brass ring. And maybe it's an illusion when you're running, because, of course, there's no reality to it until you've actually been elected. If you get elected, you know he is chomping at the bit to tear up Obamacare, to tear up more regulation, more waste. But will he actually get the chance? Will he actually get the chance is the question that I can't answer. It's 50-50. I think it's 50-50. The scenario is pretty clear. If the polls are even wrong and they're somewhere in the ballpark of the margin of error, then I have to think of error. I have to think that this is going to be way closer than the Democrats thought. Way closer. Because we've had a CBS New York Times information where Mitt Romney's venture at Bain Capital and not releasing his tax returns didn't necessarily damage Romney, I think, the way the Democrats felt it would. Little odds and ends coming at you next here on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Born. So nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone.
All right, here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're veering off the road in a couple of different directions, but certainly not off the fiscal cliff. So many, sadly, are dangling with barely a handhold on the cliff as they're ready to fall off the side of it, and the government keeps pushing them closer and closer to that great abyss. How sweet it is. Not really. It's rough times, and I think somehow there's a disconnect between the people who serve and the people who make up we, the people. How that happened, how it slowly eroded, boy, I don't know the day it happened, but I can tell you when it got worse. We could start really in October of 2008 with the banks that were too big to fail. Hey, you want to throw in on any or all of it or something completely different? Yeah, we're going to let you take a different fork in the road. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. It's all part of drive-through politics. Dale is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. That I always get excited when you give that phone number out to call in. It's the call of the mating call of the late night queen of talk. You know what I mean?
I love it. Thank you.
You know, seriously, this president just continues to amaze me. Now today, he has insulted every entrepreneur and business owner in the country, telling us that We didn't earn it. We inherited it. It was given to us. Oh, what a fine gentleman, let me tell you. You know, I've said before, I've called this guy socialist. He's getting closer every day. If you don't believe it, just continue to listen to him. He's not for business. He's for handouts. You know, Kate, I said some time ago as well, this guy is about reparations and revenge. And we're getting to it. We're into the class warfare, the racism, all kinds of fun things that this guy wants to do. And I hope people are listening because they need to do something about it at election time.
Yeah, you're right. You got to pay attention to what's happening around you. Look at your own communities. I say this all the time. Just look a block or two away to the right and to the left of you, and it tells the tale. In a lot of cases, behind so-called gated communities, so give me a break, there are definitely people who are not liking what they're seeing because they're not digging their heels in anymore or burying their heads in the sand. And I think we may be surprised at the turnout and might be surprised at what the exit polls show us. And we're down to the countdown. 4 months in, Dale. Do you believe it? We're almost there.
Well, we are. And if you look at Mr. Holder's record, I'm telling you, some of the things this guy has done and proposed is pretty scary.
I agree. Absolutely. From Fast and Furious and cover-ups and what did I know and not know to messing with the CIA, where good agents were dumping out so much so that the president had to...
Leaks.
Leaks. It's crazy.
Messing with voter rights.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We'll see what happens, Kate.
Yeah. Hey, you have a great weekend.
I'll do it, dear. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Dale. Always good to hear from you. You know, Dale, as I'm almost on cue, he talks about the entrepreneur thing and the fact that what happened is when the president made those comments about businesses, it sent people flying into all kinds of directions. And I think the best thing that I read was I picked up a New York Post today. And in the New York Post, as only the New York Post can do, on page 30, they had a big headline that said, "Mind Your Own Business, Bam." And in it, they had little vignettes about people who made it themselves. And the subheadline was, is, "We made it ourselves, no thanks to you." And it was New York owners, people who had businesses. One guy who had a locksmith company that he started in 1973, and he had 18 employees, had to scrape up money on his own, didn't get anything from anyone, didn't get anything from the government. Then there was another guy who had a small business of about 300 people that was about financial planning that he started in 1998 on just the same thing. Hard work, sweat equity, some money that he could come up with himself, and that he didn't take any money from the government whatsoever, that the cost of what he had to put into it, the hours upon hours upon hours, was worth it in the end because he could actually create an atmosphere where people had a chance at good jobs, at decent jobs, and where they could move up. Then there was another woman. Her name is Gail Fanny, and she was had a bakery and has a bakery and has 26 people who work for her, and it's a long time company. And then there's Peter Schiff, who was here on GCN. You see him on the tube sometimes, financial guy, and he started a company, Euro Pacific Capital, and he started back in 1997, and he's got about 150 employees. So I love the whole story about, really, you're telling me where was mine? I didn't get any handout. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan. Dan, did you fall asleep?
No, baby, I'm right here.
All right, cool.
I knew I was going to be up next. You played my theme song. Sad to the bone.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
love it.
I want to tell you a story that's funny. I'm cooking beans and bacon, and I was this morning, and trying to, you know, do it before the house got hot. So for 2 hours I'm cooking this, and I had a room full of steam, and I go in there and I dump this package into my beans, and I got my bacon all cut up, ready to put in there, and got it just right, did everything. And so just before they're all done, I go in there and take my little dipper thingy out, take a little sample out, and, you know, give it a try, see if it's fit enough to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I had grabbed the wrong bag, and I had dumped my popcorn into my pot of steaming water, and I cooked my popcorn instead of my beans. Talk about not paying attention to what you're doing.
Dan, are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. I mean, I wouldn't tell this normally, but, I mean, it was so hilarious. I laughed and laughed and laughed.
You know, you provide the best levity, I think, on this show of anyone, whether it's your stories or your jokes.
It was a true story. It really happened, and I did it. I feel so stupid about it. I finally got my beans cooked, but they've got a popcorn flavor to the water.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, I love it.
Hey, they're good. They're really good. I'm a good cooker. Okay.
You are. I've heard.
I have been in touch with some of my friends and also some people that formerly voted for Obama.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about some young people as well as some other people. And this little thing where he attacked businesses and you didn't get it on your own, blah, 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 blah. There was a road there was a bridge there and all that bullhockey. Hey, there are roads in places like the Soviet Union or formerly Soviet Union. There are roads in North Korea. All of these little socialist places in this world are going down the tubes, including Russia, lost all of its influence. It's just a proposition. Even the Russian people want to get rid of Putin, just like we want to get rid of Obama. And I'm telling you, there is going to be a wave of governorships, congressmen, senators taking new positions that are being held by the Democrats right now. They know they're going to get their butts kicked. They're hating Obama. They can't say it openly, but they cannot stand what he has done to the Democratic Party. And the Democrats know they're getting ready to be whacked like nothing they've ever seen before. You're going to see probably 15, maybe 20 senators replaced on the Democrat side. There's only 23 that are up for re-election.
Right.
And as far as him, the guy is done. He is toast. He is finished. The revolution is on. That we cannot wait to get in that voting booth. We cannot wait to get our absentee ballots. We cannot wait to get rid of this clown. And I'm telling you, you're going to see a sweep across this nation like nothing anybody's ever seen before. And you can tell Dale and everybody else out there, hang on, baby. We're out the gate.
Ooh, Dan is fired up. How about you? 855-266-KATE.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Is toast. How about you? You think the Democrats are worried? Not just about Obama slipping out of the White House, but about the Senate changing over and what's going to happen across the hall in the House. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. There's no doubt that Obama is feeling the sting of the biz comments. I was mentioning the huge article in the Post that I just laughed at because they had listed companies and when they started and what they did. And one of the companies, the woman who started the company was Lynn Pompey. It's Pompey AD. They started the company in 89. They have 20 employees. And she says that what they've done, they've worked with as far as branding advice and all that kind of stuff with some big companies, Coca-Cola and Starbucks and Disney. And she built the business, her husband and herself, they built the business, and she said, boy, the government didn't help us. We worked 14 to 15 hours a day for a very long, 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 long time to get to where we are now at this point. And with Obama's campaign speeches, this woman says she could, you know, they're having future policies, they're hurting, and he's talking about future policies that will make day-to-day operations even tougher, and that the current people at 1600 Pennsylvania have taxed the business to remove every possible incentive for growth, and the class warfare he created has fostered an entrepreneur where business owners are treated like the enemy by their employee. Isn't that interesting? And she wasn't the only person who said similar things to the business comments. In fact, Romney, who's had a tough week himself because of tax returns and Bain Capital and where did he bury the money in the sand and all that other nonsense, had this to say about Obama.
My own view is that if you attack success, you'll continue to see what we've seen over these last 3.5 years, which is less success. In my view, we ought to have to celebrate people who start enterprises and employ other people. The president does, in fact, believe that people who build enterprises like this really aren't responsible for it. But in fact, it's a collective success of the whole society.
All right. Romney was pretty clear in saying that the separation is the fact that the Prez doesn't get it and is going after people who have these companies on their own. And I gave you examples of what the Post had said, and I thought the headline was hysterical. So whether he meant to say it that way or not, it definitely came out that way. How damaging is it in the end? If it were a week before Election Day, really damaging. But so many things flip over and happen so fast, it might not be the final nail. And that's if you believe that this is not going to be, maybe it's going to be close, but that Romney ultimately is going to win, is going to beat Obama. And we've had two-term presidents the last two times out, so he would break that string if that were the case. And he may have done some irreparable damage when it comes to businesses, because if the majority of the country is made up of small businesses and you are killing yourself, you're trying to keep the employees you have, you can't afford the insurance, you are just killing yourself, well, you're really not the enemy then. But I think the last woman that I quoted made a good point. Now it's starting to be set up like that because of all the stuff that's out there that people are hearing and listening to. Syria, as we pop overseas, it's not about smaller businesses or small businesses and getting employment there. It's about humanity. It's about people just being blown apart when they're walking down the street. And nobody really has stepped in a very big, big way. So the president of Syria, Assad, is slowly being surrounded and cut off by growing rebels. On Thursday, rebels seized control of the major border crossing with Iraq and Turkey, cutting off key supply routes for Assad. And meanwhile, he's been on television to sequester, or squelch, really, rumors that he may have been killed in an attack on Wednesday. No such luck there. However, Susan Rice, the ambassador for the U.S. To the U.N., had this to say about Syria.
Sadly, the message that it sends, as I said in the council, is that two permanent members are willing to defend Assad and protect him to the bitter end, even if it would seem logically not to be in their interest.
Yeah, logically not to be in their interest. The regime is on the verge of just keeling over. Key officials dead, the defense minister, the president's brother-in-law, 17,000. I mean, look, this is a guy who's a butcher. He killed 17,000 people while he was doing whatever he was doing, living in opulence. The next 2 days are critical for Syria. Will they massacre to try to get out of the situation? You know, what will ultimately happen? What will the path be here? The end could be near if the man in charge is fleeing. If Assad is fleeing, I'd say that's a telltale sign that this Assad's home is about to go. But then it becomes eeny, meeny, miny, moe, who's the worst of the bunch that's left to go? You know, who's the person who's going to jump into that gig, frankly? And the answer is maybe Muslim Brotherhood, somebody from the Muslim Brotherhood. And to me, that is scary. Very, very scary. I don't know about you, but I find that to be very, very, very frightening. All right, I'm going to scatter shoot here because there's some things I wanted to squeeze in. And I know that we've got a great interview coming up with Matt Briggs. Now, what's so special about Matt Briggs? He's not running for office. He's not a movie star. He's not a secluded writer. What he is a guy who, in England, lost well over 230, 40 pounds. It's absolutely incredible how he looks. So we caught up with Matt Briggs because we thought it'd be interesting to find out things about struggles and getting on a program and blah, blah, blah. But I think he's living a charmed life. I don't want to steal all his thunder, but he says life begins at 30. He just turned 30. He took 2 months to lose his weight, and he is a massively changed guy, of course. As somebody who wasn't getting dates, wasn't wooing the ladies, to somebody who is a wow, who's getting modeling deals. I mean, whoo. Sluzy lost almost two people with how big he was. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Coming up, we will chat with him. And also try to squeeze in a couple of final thoughts from this hour. The majority focusing here at home, talking about Romney and Obama and business, the latest minefield that the president stepped into. Unless he's got massive supporters who agree, but I bet you, especially these days, I think he's going to be hard-pressed to find massive dissenters. I think so anyway. You might disagree. Remember, you can always throw in, but you got to do it quickly. Get a ton of email again. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. I suspect if the article in New York Times, which featured five business owners, how much longer till somebody else picks up that thread and does that around the country? I bet that this story has good legs. It's looking for a way to put that, good legs, because I think the walk of shame is alive and well. And these stories are great. And how much of the country is made up of small businesses, not corporations, not medium-sized companies. We're talking about the whole enchilada, and I can't express enough, because I know a lot of entrepreneurs, how much the remarks about businesses killed a lot of people. People who do sometimes back-breaking work, sometimes not as back-breaking, but involving other things, and if you take away every incentive and tax them to death, how can they possibly have more full-time employees? The answer is they can't. They wouldn't be able to devote any time. They can't. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I hate saying that word not and can't. I'm saying that too much during this show. All right, we're going to introduce you to Britain's Biggest Loser, and I'm not kidding you. He is the Biggest Loser, next on America Tonight.
Hope
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but
I'll never get inside. We
got too much to hide.
Sadly, the message that it sends, as I said.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Everybody can relate to the struggles of trying to lose weight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Matt Briggs. He has lost a ton, literally a ton of weight, and he turned himself into a supermodel-looking guy. He was Britain's biggest loser, you might say. Matt, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Not a problem.
First of all, how did you do it? What was it? What finally got you to the point where you thought, okay, this is it, I'm doing it? What was the thing that snapped inside your head that made you turn a corner?
The biggest thing is there was a photo of me and my dad posted on Facebook. My stepmother was kind enough to take a photo on Christmas Day in 2009 and post it on Facebook and tag it. We don't have many family photos, so when seeing myself next to my dad, well, I deluded myself into thinking I wasn't that much bigger than him, and I was actually twice the size of him. That's the point that I sort of decided I needed to do something about it.
And so tell everybody the exact amount of weight you lost and how long it took.
My biggest weight loss has been 248 pounds, and it took 2 years.
Woo! 248 pounds, and you did it with Slimming World, right?
I did, yes.
So explain to people about Slimming World, because that is something new in America. I mean, I guess it's been around now for a while, but it really is huge in England, and now it's starting to make serious headway and some noise in the United States. Explain what Slimming World is all about.
Well, Slimming World itself has been going for nearly 43 years in the UK now, and it's a very unique system. It gives you details of all the free food that you can eat, so you can have unlimited amounts of that. So things like pastas and veg and fruit and potatoes, all the things that people start to sort of pick off you and think, oh, you're not supposed to have too many carbs and stuff like that. But you can have unlimited amounts of this free food in the right proportions. Still have the bits and pieces that you know you shouldn't be having shouldn't be having as much of. So things like chocolate and alcohol, you know, everyone knows they should only have that really in moderation anyway. But it's the things like the support that you get as well. You're not just sort of sent off with a load of information and left to do it. In the UK, we have group classes and online services as well. Here, just in sort of the Texas area, there are some groups, but otherwise there's a great online team as well. They can join the line from slimmingworldusa.com and get all the support and all the information that they need. If there's any questions, like forms on there. But it's that whole thing, you're getting the information of what to put into place in terms of your food and your lifestyle to really change, really embrace this as a lifestyle change to get the right sort of healthy, balanced diet and an active lifestyle. And then you're getting all that support as well.
So what was the toughest thing about losing all that weight? What was the hardest part? I would imagine you said the Facebook photos thing, realizing how big you were compared to your father. But what was the hardest thing about once you started and then it got easier?
The hardest thing, especially for a man, because this the whole slimming sort of environment seen as a very woman-dominated place. So the hardest thing being a man is actually going to those, joining up and going to, say, a group for the first time, knowing you're generally going to be walking into a room full of women, but everyone's always so helpful and supportive of it all. And to be honest, once I started, you go away a little bit sceptical because you're getting told you can eat all this food and lose weight. And I did think it was a bit bizarre because I hardly ate anything. I just ate convenience food, basically, but not a large amount throughout the day, just lots of junk for the night. And I went away the first week and just ate more food than I had done in years, just that right sort of balance of food, and eating like three times a day. So I wasn't sort of snacking on rubbish and just kept myself filled up all the time. I lost 12 and a half pounds in a week. And from there, I never really looked back.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, congratulations. That's awesome. And then now the way you look compared to what you looked like before, do you have people that you run into that just don't even recognize you and know who you are?
Yeah, and then I can choose whether I want to reintroduce myself or not. With my full-time job, I go to work meetings, say, once a year, and I'll bump into people, and it's not till I start speaking to them that they get this sort of really blank expression on their face of, I recognize that voice, and then it dawns on who it might be, and then you just watch their jaws drop. Because for some people I don't see for sort of a year or so at a time, there's been some dramatic differences. And yet I might speak to them on a fairly regular basis. It's just I don't actually see them in person.
Wow, good for you. So Slimming World really had a huge impact on your life, no doubt. That's a massive amount of weight to lose, and you look so different. And I've seen photos, and you look like a supermodel, and I'm sure people tell you that.
Right.
So that has to be an amazing, incredible feeling. What would you tell people who are struggling right now? What would you tell somebody who says, man, I can't, there's no way I can lose that weight? What would you say to them?
To anyone listening, I'd tell them to literally go to slimmingworldusa.com. Have a look what it's all about and join up and never look back. If you just follow the plan as simple as it is, you'll see the results of it all. And you'll, I mean, like myself, I've just turned 30 this year, and as far as I'm concerned, life begins at 30. It's a complete fresh start for me.
Good for you. Congratulations, and thanks so much, Matt, for coming on America Tonight.
All right, you know, what an incredible transformation that must be. You heard him say losing over 12 pounds, 12 and a half pounds a week, And the key deal is, it's so simple, and yet it's tough for people to grasp this, including myself, until recently, until the last, you know, 8-9 months, that you have to eat. Duh. Why wouldn't you eat 3 times a day? Why wouldn't you make sure that you're constantly fueling up instead of starving yourself and then grabbing, like he was calling it, convenience stores, grabbing convenient food instead of getting stuff that's you should be eating, or it just instead of making sure that you're feeding yourself, just trying to at the last second grab something, and then that always ends up disastrously. And in our heads, boy, do we not all know this, but for some reason actually tripping the switch to go and do it. That's why I asked him, what is it that got him to the point where he knew, this is it, I'm going to lose? And of course, isn't that way with all of us? Think about that. Isn't it always about a photo? Or you're going back for some crazy high school reunion or college reunion or whatever it is, and you see and you look at that pot belly in the mirror and you're like, yeah, that's not going to work. I'm going to have to start doing this. I'm going to have to start doing something. So it was interesting to talk to him, especially think in this country how obsessed we are about weight. And if for good reason, the shows like Biggest Loser and why they have so many different versions of it is because we do want to root for people, don't we? We want to root for people to, especially when they have a lot of weight to lose, to make it to the finish line. And what a game changer. Just someone's face, the whole look, their whole look is completely different. It's just altered beyond belief when you're talking about that much weight loss. A couple of reminders here from the folks at America Tonight. Next week, we have our huge medal contest. Yes, the Olympics are back. So opening ceremonies, before opening ceremonies, you get a crack at the medals. How do you do that? Well, the overall total, what do you think it's going to be? Is the United States going to win 110 gold medals? Will it be less than that? What will it be? I don't think it's going to be 110, but whatever it might be, for gold medals, for silver, and for bronze. You can pick each category, and then ultimately the overall medal count. If you win on the overall medal count, you clean out the America Tonight swag wagon, and it is full. Boy, oh boy, you'll get all kinds of cool things, including a GPS system. Who doesn't need GPS? And a whole bunch of restaurant certificates and whatnot. So you can eat for free. Hopefully healthy. You can eat healthy stuff. You can eat 3 times a week. Or 3 times a day. Eat out 3 times a week. Or maybe a little bit less than that. You get my drift.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.